Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. Are you ready to not have to worry about what you're going to talk about on your podcast each week? If you can map out your episodes like a funnel, I promise you not only will it make coming up with content so much easier, it will make it where you'll always know that you are leading your listeners to the next right step, which is working with you. Today, I'm going to be walking you through exactly how I help my clients build their quarterly podcast plan using my monthly mini funnel method. No random topics. We're not going to be struggling to come up with content for each and every episode each week. You're not going to open your to-do list and go, oh, I have to plan an episode or record it or whatever. This is where you're going to be using intentional messaging that leads to your offers, which leads to clients. So I want you to grab a pen and paper or even a Google Doc because you're going to want to take notes. Okay, so here's how we come up with our monthly content. And we work in a quarter. And the reason I do this quarterly is so that, well, for one, you know what you're going to be talking about for the next few months so that you're not only repeating yourself, but you don't want to repeat yourself too soon. So we do want to repeat ourselves, but we don't want it to be like, okay, this week I talked about it, and then also like the next month. So it's perfectly fine to repeat yourself. In fact, you want to, because how else are they going to remember what you're saying? But this gives you an idea of what you've said and when you've said it. And then the second thing is that you are planned out for 3 months and you don't have to worry about planning. All you have to do is plan your content 4 times a year and then record it once a month, or if you want to record once a week, that's fine, but you already have it planned. You already know what you're talking about and when you're talking about it. And I mean, you could really get ahead of the game and plan out more than 3 months. Most of the time, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, so I leave myself some wiggle room just to adjust and to be able to add stuff in. But you could always come up with ideas for as long or as far out as you want, but then just focus on one quarter of a time as actually like planning it, outlining it, and then you could go back to that list as you're planning the next session. You don't have to think of it. You already have it. That's actually not a bad idea. But actually, now that I think about it, I do have like 6 months of series planned out. I just shift things around as I feel like I need them to fit in and how you want to work on it. So anyway, let's get started, because that's what we all want to know is how do we plan these out? So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to start by identifying what we call themes. So like each month kind of has like this theme, which is going to be a series, which is really, that's what they really are, is like a series of episodes that lead to your offer. And each month has this theme that's going to speak to what your audience, like they either need to believe something or understand, or you want them to like, you want to overcome their objections in order to buy from you. It's a very broad way of just saying all of these episodes tie into this. Don't overthink this, because that can overwhelm you. I actually use a custom ChatGPT that I've trained to help with this, and then I tweak as I need to. I don't go off the titles. I just have it give me ideas. But what I will say is like my first series that I did was more of like the introduction to podcast first marketing. And this is my second series, which is all about a monthly mini funnel. So that's what I'm saying, where you have a theme, but you're going to come up with 3 of these so that we can plan out a whole quarter in advance. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to look at your calendar and just see what's coming up for you. You may not have anything, but you might. Do you have a launch coming up? Or does your 6-month program open up during this quarter? Or do you need to fill some client spots? Do you know that some retainer clients are going to be exiting soon? All of these things need to be taken into consideration, because this will allow you like to plug those into the series when it's necessary. If you have, let's just say, for example, if my client had a 6-month program and we're right now like smack dab in the middle of it, she's not going to necessarily want to heavily promote it. But what we would do is, and especially if this is her signature offer, is we want to direct the listeners to a wait list so that maybe that 4th episode is all about her offer, but the invitation is to join the wait list. You don't always have to be selling, because you may not need to. You might be completely overbooked and you can't sell. And I'm going to get into that here in a minute. But one of the things that especially happened to me, I know it's happened to some of my friends, is that you think because you're not in the middle of a launch or because you're not booked out with clients that you don't really need to market. Y'all, I did this and it hurt me in the long run. And this might be where I say cue the midlife crisis right here. I was basically overlooking my marketing because I was booked out. And even though I had my other podcast at the time, I was basically just giving podcast tips and just information about podcasting. I wasn't heavily talking about my offers because I didn't need clients at the time. Now, if I could go back in time, I would 100% always be leading my listeners to work with me, even if it's to just a wait list. I shouldn't say just a wait list, because at some point in my life, I almost thought a wait list was not rude, but it was just like, hey, work with me, but you have to wait. And when you think about it, that's kind of like a hairstylist, one that you know is going to do the job you want her to do. If she doesn't have an appointment right when you need it, you're going to wait till she does. So that's kind of like what a wait list is. So I've learned that it can be a very good thing. For one, it shows your credibility and that people want to work with you. It also shows that that you would love to help them when you have the space and time to offer it to them. But by the time I needed clients, I didn't have that wait list. They had either long gone to someone else, or they just kind of forgot or whatever. And then I needed to start marketing. And let's just get on the hamster wheel of starting to market. And then you're like, I need clients. And so all of this rambling is to say that do not be afraid to send them to a wait list, because a wait list may not seem that hard for those of you that have like a 3 to 6 month program, because you know it opens every so often. It's a little bit harder for those of us with like retainer clients, and we're not sure when those spots will open up. If you have a 6 month program, you can say, hey, the program opens on this date, or, you know, you have a more specific time frame. When you're a done for you service provider, you don't always know that. But either way, you have a wait list, and maybe they have found some help in the meantime. That's okay, but you can at least reach back out to them once that spot opens up. But that's kind of what I was saying. Like, I kind of felt like it was rude to do a wait list. But if you have a program where you know it opens and closes at certain times, I mean, obviously a wait list is exactly what you need. But if you're the done for you random, I don't know when I have a spot, that's who I'm saying is like, still don't hesitate to have a wait list. Okay, so back to how you do this. Okay, so each series, which we have a theme for it, becomes a 4-episode funnel. And now I kind of talked about this in 2 episodes ago about what those episodes are, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth about these 4 episodes, and it can be 5 if you want, and I'll talk about that again in just a second. But the whole idea of these monthly mini funnels is that you are taking your listener from this idea. Maybe they've heard you talk about it many times before, or maybe this is their very first time. You're giving them this idea, and you're leading them through this funnel over the month, so 1 episode a week, to your offer. So here's an example of what this could look like. This is what I do quarterly with my clients. We look at what is coming up within the quarter. We make that the main offer. Usually I say, if you have a signature offer, that's what you're going to point them to. And then we create the funnel. Whatever that may be, whether you're in the middle of a launch, or maybe you always talk about your signature offer, that's fine. For me, it is always going to be my VIP podcast launch experience. Even though I do offer monthly support, I'm going to focus on my VIP offer because I want to be talking about that. But I also will just mention casually that I do offer monthly support. So that's kind of what I do with that. So let's break down these episodes so that you kind of get an idea of how to do this, because that's one thing for me just to say, hey, create 4 episodes that lead to your offer. So I'm going to give you kind of more like a more tangible example here. So let's start with episode 1. So this follows my DRA framework, which is discover. So they discover you, then it leads into where you provide the relate information, where they really feel like they can relate to them, or that you're relating to them really. And then your act. You want them to act on something. And this kind of flows into 2 episodes, because that 4th one is going to be where we talk about you're inviting them to your offer. So episode 1, this is where you're going to basically like introduce this belief shift or what you talk about. So, and you want to start talking about how what they believe about whatever niche you're in, like that you have another way to approach it. You're not really pitching what you do. You're just giving them this new idea of how what they are struggling with doesn't have to be that way. And we're going to eventually lead them to finding out that you have a solution for them. So if I use this month's series of mine as an example, my first episode was trying to shift the belief that you have to just keep coming up with content for episodes, and then you're just constantly scrambling each week. And I introduced my mini sales funnel just as like a brief overview of it. I didn't go into a lot of detail. I just gave it like a brief overview. So they're discovering me and what I have to offer, or they've now discovered that, oh, she teaches like as a little monthly mini funnel type thing. So then you end that episode giving them a preview of what to expect next, because you want them to go listen to episode 2. Now, throughout any of these episodes, you're casually mentioning your offers. You always can have a call to action. In fact, I strongly suggest you do. I usually end my first 3 episodes with my private audio training. That's my freebie. And sometimes it might just be send me a DM with a question or check out my website or, you know, something simple. I'm not really pitching my offer, but throughout the episode, I probably have talked about what I do with my clients. So I want to just give that little caveat there that kind of goes with all of the episodes, is that you want to end the first 3 leading them to the next episode, but you do want to give a call to action as well. So you might give them a call to action and then give a preview of what the next episode is and make them want to go to the next episode. Okay, so then episode 2, this is where building that relationship with them. We want them to relate to us, or we want to relate with them. We want them to know we relate with them. You're going to be building this like emotional resonance. Like you're talking about things that lead them into thinking like, oh my gosh, she really knows how I feel. And you're maybe talking about those objections that she's thinking or that she's having, and you're answering these questions that she might have. Like you want them to think like, is she in my brain? Like, how does she know I'm thinking about this? Like, you're giving them reasons to start relating to what you have to say and wanting to learn more. This is all about building these relationships, which turns into the trust and all of the things. So using my series as an example, my second episode in this series was going deeper into my monthly mini sales funnel framework and letting you really see how your podcast can be easier and how it can lead listeners to becoming clients and so forth. So I went a little bit more deeper and I touched upon different things. And I think I said this last week, not every episode, these don't have to be concrete. You don't have to say, oh, Allison told me to say this in episode 1. I'm just giving examples. If you can come up with your own little mini funnel, that's amazing. Just have a way to lead them down into it. I just wanted to make it a little easier for you. Okay. So then you'll give them your call to action, whether that's your freebie, whatever, or not. I mean, you could pitch your main offer. That's fine. But I wouldn't go all into like a full-blown pitch. I would just, you know, if you want to check out my such and such service, click here, whatever, and then lead them into episode 3. And episode 3 is you are showing them what's possible. You want them to act on what you have. You want to give them a taste of what they can accomplish using whether it's your program, your framework, your course, your coaching, whatever it is that you offer. So episode 3 is what I call like the act phase of the framework. You're showing them what's possible if they work with you. Again, you're not really pitching them your full-blown program. You're just casually mentioning like what you do and how you can help your clients, but you're giving them just enough so that they can really see what you have to offer. And then that truly does lead them to, if they haven't already downloaded your freebie, they're going to want to do it here. They might even reach out and ask questions, whatever it might be. Now, does that mean people won't just jump straight in with how to work with you? No, and that would actually be amazing. But this is why it's almost like this invisible selling, because you're giving them enough of like, I need to work with her. How can I work with her? And that's where we're going to lead into episode 4. But for my series, my third episode was, you heard my story of how like I never really felt like I was selling. I was always in the top 10 when I worked for the rental car company after college. This is what I'm talking about. Like you're just giving the benefits of what you have to offer, and then that just leads to the sales, which in episode 4 is where you are going to make the invitation to work with you. Now, episode 4 is not going to just be one huge pitch. That would be so annoying. That would be the sales guy. We don't want to do that. It's actually probably going to turn people off. What you want to do is like provide some information that can lead them to wanting to say yes to your offer. And then at the end of it, you're going to invite them to work with you, giving them the link to your Work With Me sales page, whatever it is, reach out to you, however you want to do it so that it seems natural. That's what episode 4 is. It's like giving them all the information, not like a pitch, but just kind of giving them what it's like and then how they can work with you. Now, if there happens to be a fifth week in that month, which not all days of the week will have a fifth week every month, you can have them do a couple of things. I know I said this before in another episode, but I always say to use it however you want. It's kind of like your freebie. It can be a standalone about whatever may be relevant to that month, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's a topic you've just really wanted to talk about and it doesn't really fit into a series. I did this at the end of July. I talked about why I started a new podcast instead of just continuing my old one. And that didn't really fit in my series. So I kind of wanted it to just be a standalone. And it just so worked out that the way I launched my podcast, there was another week in July. And so I was like, okay, well, that'll be my fifth episode. You could also put guest episodes here. Or what you could do is add in another relate episode and just make it a 5-episode funnel. So you could answer another question, or you could cover another objection, or whatever you would like. That's why I say the fifth episode is a freebie, which I usually say it's a freebie because it leads to a freebie. I would just say your fifth one, give them a lead magnet, talk about your signature offer, but you're not pitching full-blown pitch, okay? Let me explain why this works. So this mini sales funnel works because it's just helping you not only just batch a month of episodes, which I will say is so nice when you already know what to say. All you have to do is record it, but it's all about the strategy. Not only do you know what to say, but each episode leads into your offer. That's how your podcast converts into clients, because we may not always know how to pitch our offer in an episode. It may not always fit. And this is just a good way of knowing that no matter what you talk about, that fourth episode is going to talk about, it's going to invite them to working with you. So we're not just going to randomly be posting content, because although that can be very exciting at first and you may have 20 episodes lined out and you're like, oh yes, I have 20 episodes. I'm so excited. And then you get to episode 20 and you're like, but now I don't know what to talk about. And then you lose track of what you already have talked about. And before you know it, you're burnt out and you quote unquote think you have nothing left to say, but you just didn't plan it out in a way that could help you keep going. And you're not realizing that you're going to want to talk about things you've already talked about, but it just doesn't, your brain's not working the way it should. So this kind of strategy, the monthly mini sales funnel, it is what you need. I feel so strongly about this. Like, you need to build it into your podcast. So if that is something that you want to do and you are thinking, I need to do this, this is what would make my life so much easier. I don't have to think about it. I think if I did it this way, a podcast would work for me. I invite you to apply now for my VIP podcast launch experience. I will help you not only launch a podcast, but it's going to have a funnel in place so that every episode works for you. And not only that, we are going to plan quarterly. So you will have 2 more months to record after the launch. And I do offer monthly support if you want to keep going, but we start this launch on the right foot. And if you already have a podcast, that's okay. I can help you do that as well. I'm going to leave the link below so that you can apply to work with me, but I want your voice to build the trust, and your strategy is going to build the sales. So that's what I want to help you do. We want to launch both of those. We don't just want to launch a podcast to have a podcast, because I've been there, I've done that, and I've seen it myself. I've seen it with my clients. It doesn't work. And selling to sell is just hard and it gets stressful. And if you just know that what you're talking about is going to sell for you, we're going to make life so much easier. Okay. All right. And just in case you're wondering, this is my 4th episode in my funnel. So I invite you to work with me in my VIP launch experience. I'll see you next week, friend.